Self-compassion in settling, grounding, resting and support. So first form your intention to practice compassion for both yourself and others. And then connect with your motivation, why you want to do this. And then settle into your posture, which is like a container for your practice. So paying attention to the weight of your body on the ground, sitting comfortably, either on a chair or on a cushion, and slightly raising your spine upwards, almost as if there's a thread pulling you up from the crown of your head. So there's a natural curve in the lower back, shoulders relaxed, chest open. And then moving into settling, slightly deepening and slowing your breathing. And if you like, you can count 3 or 4 breaths on the in-breath, 3 to 4 breaths on the out-breath. Feeling your abdomen rise on the in-breath, fall on the out-breath. So not forcing the breathing, slightly deepening the in-breath, paying attention to the out-breath. If you find thoughts arising and pulling your attention away, just notice this, bring your attention back to the breathing and to the counting. And then towards the end of the settling phase, paying more attention to the out-breath, noticing how your body relaxes a little as you breathe out, and seeing if the mind can learn from the body. Body releases breath and relaxes, mind releases involvement with thinking and begins to settle. And then noticing too that as you pay attention to the out-breath, it's almost as if your center of gravity drops more fully into the body. And this brings us into grounding. So letting the breathing fall back to its natural rhythm, bringing your attention to the feeling of contact and pressure. As your body rests on the seat or chair you're sitting on. And just like the ground holds your body, in a similar way, your body holds your mind. Mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. And now gently opening up to how you feel in your body, noticing what sensations may be present. Maybe a feeling of hot or cold, feeling of pain or tension, contracting or holding. So gently scanning your body with your awareness, noticing how you're feeling in the body. And now let your attention be drawn to a place in your body where you may be holding a feeling of pain or tensing or contracting. And then gently approach this area in the body. And soften around the feeling of contracting or the tensing or pain. Notice what it feels like to approach it and soften around as opposed to avoiding and pushing away. And the more you feel this area tighten and contract, the more you soften around it. It's a bit like applying heat to sore muscles. And you could say to yourself, with a gentle voice tone, soften, soften, soften. And next, soothe yourself for feeling in this way. So you can place your hand over your heart, either one hand or both hands, and feel the warmth of the touch. Feel the breath move in your chest beneath your hands. And just bring in a gesture of soothing, comfort in to how you're feeling. Not to make it go away, but just because you are feeling in this way. And if you like, you can have one hand on your heart and another hand on the area of the body where you may be feeling pain or discomfort or tensing. And then you could say to yourself with a gentle voice tone, soothe, soothe, soothe. So feelings of soothing don't flow. It's enough just to have the hand on the heart, feel the warmth of the touch, feel the breathing move beneath your hands. And saying to yourself, soothe, soothe, soothe. And then finally, simply allowing the discomfort or pain or tension to be there without the wish for it to go away. So letting it come and go in its own way. And you could say to yourself, allow, allow, allow. And then we can bring the three elements of self-compassion together by saying softly to ourselves in our mind's eye, with a gentle voice tone, soften, soothe, allow. Soften, soothe, allow. Soften, soothe, allow. And now open up around the sensations or feelings you've been paying attention to in the body. So open up around the area of difficulty or tensing or discomfort, and become aware of your body as a whole. Mind resting in the body, body resting on the ground. Aware too of the space around your body. When you find your mind drifting away into thinking, at this point we work with a support and we all use breathing. So we bring our attention to the feeling of the breath as it moves in the body, wherever we connect to it most easily in the body. This could be the breath coming and going through the nostrils, abdomen rising or falling. The sensation of the breath leaving your body, or the feeling of the whole body breathing. So we have a light touch with the breathing, not shutting thoughts out. Allowing thoughts to come and go, but lightly flowing with the feeling of the breath in the body. Noticing how we are inhabiting a breathing body. So the practice is simple. Breathing in, we are aware we're breathing in. Breathing out, we are aware we're breathing out. If you're finding your attention drifting into thinking and getting lost in thought, then simply notice this and return to the breath moving in the body. No sense of succeeding or failing, simply noticing and returning. If you notice any painful feelings or sensations within your experience, then we can integrate the self-compassion into the practice of breathing. So you can place your hand on your heart and the other hand on the area of the body that might feel tense or in pain. And then as you breathe in, imagine breathing into the area of the body you might be feeling discomfort or tension or pain. Opening with the in-breath, softening with the out-breath. So gently breathing into the area of the body that you might be feeling some tension or pain or difficulty. The sense that as you breathe into this area, it opens. As you breathe out from this area, it softens. And then finally, as we draw to the end of the practice, coming back to the experience of your body as a whole, the sense of the body resting on the ground, the mind resting in the body, and the feeling of the breath moving in the body. And the sense of space around the body. Then for a few moments, let go of any focus, even let go of the idea of meditating. And you could say to yourself, nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to achieve. And then as a way of ending and concluding, making the wish that through this practice, may I carry compassion into my own life, may I awaken compassion in myself, and may I also awaken compassion in those people and animals who are part of my life. May they too experience compassion.